OK, you are Roman Lipsky.
Hipsky.
Well, hello, dear Commission. Let you introduce myself. My name is Roman Hipsky, and my trainer is Jitka Kreslíková. And in next few minutes, I will introduce you my paper, which name is Formal Definition of Business Rules by Grammar Systems. Here is content of my report. I will introduce you to business rules and introduction to grammar systems at first, and after I will tell you something about application of business rules by grammar systems, and at the end I will conclude results of my work, and I will tell about future development. So, business rules, as the name suggests, business rules is the set of rules that enable partially automate and accelerate companies' decisions in certain processes. It works on basis of implication. If it's accomplished anything, you execute something. It's like in programming, condition, if, condition, then action, if, then else. Basic version of business rules has two parts, condition and action, and usually are business rules described by natural language, but if we used natural language, we need a unified business dictionary. In practice, there are usually described by business process execution language, BPL language, and typically are used in processes that they are easily automated action, and that don't depend on human opinion, and typically are used in banking sector and for example for determination of the payroll. Here are two examples of business rules. For example, if is the total price of the order bigger than 1,000, shipping is free. It's simply business rule. Few sentences about main advantages of business rules. Partial automation of processes and saving relevant resources. If we use business rules, we save time, people, money, and something. And it's not necessary to change processes, but we can simply change rules. We can add new rules or delete existing rules or modify rules or something. And used business rules can be formalized and easily implemented by information system, and therefore it can be automated. And now a few sentences about grammar systems. Grammar systems represents a set of grammars working together. If calculation is running on multiple stations, the stations are synchronized using the protocol to produce the same language. This compilation at multiple locations is implemented for a few reasons. For example, for increase of generative power or something. There are two basic types of grammar systems. It's CD grammar systems and PC grammar systems. CD grammar systems are cooperating distributed. They are sequential. And all parts have a common sentence form where works one of this grammar on this sentence form. Transfer control between grammars is very important element in these systems. And if we have standard definition of grammar, G is N sigma PS, where N is a set of non-terminals, sigma is alphabet, P are rules in this system, and S is starting symbol from set of non-terminals. CD grammar system is defined as N is set of terminals, T is set of N is set of non-terminals, T is set of terminals, set if is starting non-terminal, and we have sets of rules. We call them components from P1 to Pn, where n is degree of system, and changing control between these components we can use by a few modes like T mode, star mode, or cast step. Second type of grammar systems is PC grammar system. It's parallel, and each grammar has own sentence form, so they can work parallel, but each work on own sentence form. We have query symbols, and they are for replacing sentence form between grammars. There is master component that produce final language in centralized parallel systems. Here is definition of parallel grammar system. We have system gamma, where N is set of non-terminals, T is set of terminals, K is finite set of query symbols for changing control, and we have components from P1 to Pn, where each component has own starting symbol from S1 to Sn. For us, for formalized business rule by grammar systems, are more important centralized parallel systems. Here is basic types of business rules. It's types of business rules, condition and action. And the basic type of these rules is if condition is true, then you can do any actions. Second type of this rule is if condition is true, you can do any actions. And if condition is false, you can do another set of actions. And third type of this business rule is if condition is true, you can make a set of actions. And if condition is false, there is new condition. And if this condition is true, you can do another set of action, and so on. And here is my idea of application business rules by grammar systems. We have simple business rule, condition, then actions. And we have CD grammar systems system where every component of these systems is one action of business rule. And together they make a final sentence form of this business rule. We can use a PC grammar system, a centralized PC grammar system too. We have a component P1, it's master component, and every action Every action from business rule is represented by one component of this grammar system, and component P1 collect together results from each components and make final language of this system. There are two possible solutions how to formalize the business rules by grammar systems. First is to create business rules to fall into the classes for which of these classes we have a model of grammar system. And second solution is to create random rules as we need. And for each of these rules, we must create a special grammar system. In my paper, I focused mainly on the solution A. We have simply a business rule. It's business rule for determination of salary. We have some worker in our organization, and if his working experience are lesser than 1 year, he will have salary 5,000, variable part of salary will be 3,000, meal vouchers will be 50 per day, and bonus will be 2,000. If his working experience will be between 1 and 5 years, it will be 10,000, and so on. On this slide, it's a flowchart of these business rules. We have four classes of salary. It's experience lesser than 1 year, between 1 and 5 years, and 5 and 10, and more than 10 years. Three parts with 3 points. It will be same as first part. And on the top of this slide is base salary. In the middle is calculation of variable part of salary, and down is bonus. And we use a grammar system for simplicity. I use grammar system from lectures, CD grammar system from lectures, and I must do any constants. I have constant N, it will be salary class. I have constant A, it's base of salary, typically 5,000. I have constant B, it's base of meal vouchers, and constant C, it's base of bonus, and D, it's bonus. I have grammar system gamma, with two components, P1 and P2. Here is sets of non-terminals, terminals, and starting symbol. Here are two components of this system. It's same like in lectures, but there is one difference. In component one, in two rule, is terminal D. And final language that produce this grammar system is A2N, B2N, C2N, D, for N is bigger or equal 1. And for example, there is determination of salary class 2. We can see each terminal of this example is in final calculation 2 times, but D is here only once, and final salary is 21,000. For clarity, here is a table where every row is one salary class, and columns it's terminals in final language. I have a mistake here. These numbers can be changed. We can use centralized PC grammar system too. It's system from lectures which produce same language. And now I conclude my results. We have more types business rules than condition and action. For example, limiting rules and so on. And in this paper, I studied only rules, condition and actions. I think that this issue could be a good use of hybrid CD grammar systems, where every component for us action can have own mode, and I think it will be it will increase generative power and power of this system. I think using centralized PC grammar system could also be useful, because every action can be performed separately, and component P1 then create final string. And I think this system we can use for application for a set of business rules. No, only for parts of one business rule, but for set of complete business rule, set of rules in all organization. And I think better idea is to create business rules to fall into the classes, and we have a model of grammar system for each of these classes. And now I tell something about future development of my work. I think if we can formalize business rules by grammar system, we must do three steps. First step is we must create a business dictionary with all expressions that we use in organization, and it will be a set of terminal symbols. Second step, we must make business rules from these terminal symbols. It will be non-terminals by special rules. I call them patterns. And last step will be these patterns categorized business rules into the classes, and we have a model of grammar system for each of these classes. Here is a small example of my future development on this topic. First, we must create it unified, united dictionary of organization. We have four sets. First is key people. There is client, employee, boss. Second is subject. There is salary, meal voucher, bonus, experience. Next is period. There is year, month, week, day, hour, minute, or something. And last is money, 1,000 voucher, 5,000, 2,000 bonus, and something. Second step will be we must make patterns of business rules. There is a simple pattern. We have keyword if. After if, we must do terminal from set T people, for example, client. Next must be terminal from set T subject, for example, experience. Keyword must be lesser or equal, and some number. And after we must use member of set T period, for example, year. And if this condition will be accomplished, we use 5,000 voucher and bonus powered on N, where N is salary class. And we must have a model of grammar system for this business rule. For this example, it's business rule from lectures, which produce language A2N, B2N, C2N. In my work, I studied any sources for gaining knowledges from grammar systems. I studied lectures from TIP and Gramatické systémy, teorie a aplikace from Luděk Dolíhal. And for gaining knowledge from business rules, I studied podniková pravidla pod kontrolou from Ivana Šabatová and the business rule revolution, running business the right way by Barbara von Hall. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Together, meaning you, me, and Itka, and talk a little bit about this, because I would like to see some applications. This is a good example. So let's get together and talk. Just a note.
But I think it will be very difficult to make some model of model that will be good for application in practice.
Okay, there are no questions.
Okay, no question. Okay, if there is no question, then it's time to say goodbye. It's time to close this conference. And I have enjoyed teaching here, Vladimir. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, when you know results.
I'll tell you during your exam, your oral exam.
Okay.
I'll tell you the score, the points. And the reason why, for example, you have 38 out of 40 or so. So during the exam.
What is the deadline for sending the presentation?
It is Friday. I guess Friday. I did send you this information, but I'll do that again. Okay, let me just look into my mail. And I do believe it is Friday. It is Friday. Oh, bye-bye.